We sent him over to Marseille. He saw a specialist there. Basically, he said, stay off it for 2 weeks, an injection course for 10 days, and then hopefully he should be back into full training.
What specifically is the problem? Because he's had injury problems previously in the season.
It's exactly the same one. It's just trying to, because of the type of injury it is and the stress that goes through the foot, he's a big lad to, you know, to put all that stress through. It's just basically managing him properly and making sure that we get it right, and hopefully this course of treatment that he'll have will resolve that.
And do you have a timescale as to how long he's going to be missing?
No, we know that the injection course is going to last for 10 days. So he starts that. He's already had 3 days. So we'll look at it, assess it, and then see what dates we try and put on it.
In terms of the match against Derby this weekend, do you have any other selection issues, selection doubts?
We had one or two of them that were feeling a bit under the weather early part of the week, but everybody's trained today, get through this session, which we've just done, and then we'll do one tomorrow and go through our bits and pieces and get ready for Saturday.
The loan window is now open again. Do you have any irons in the fire that you'd like to act upon?
There's lots of things we'd like to act upon, but it's whether the other clubs want to do that. So it's an option for us. We're still trying to get one or two out. And contrary to what has been said or written about, you know, certainly the likes of Gary Medine, we've never turned anybody down. He's never turned anybody down, but for some reason everybody seems to think that that's been the case, and it hasn't. Gary's here. He's going to stay here, and he's going to fight for his place, and that's what we decided. And so where all the rumours and the stories are coming from is just basically rumours. But there will be one or two others that we are trying to get out, maybe to give them games. But as for coming in, yeah, we'll monitor it and see if we pick up injuries or if the people that we're looking at are available, then we'll try and get them.
I think the last time we spoke at Charlton, you said that one of the avenues you have is loan young players from Premier League clubs on loan. Is that still something you can progress and want to progress?
If it's there, I mean, we've got Jeremy in, but if it's there, then we'll try and use it. But it changes every minute. You know, a target that we can have can do well, or somebody gets injured and the manager changes his mind, just as we have done in the past with players. It all depends on the day and the time that you pick it and whether they're needed, and depending on their injuries. And we just keep it monitoring, and we keep a catalogue, and we keep the players that we know that we would like to come in if we need them. And then it's just a question of whether we can get them.
Is it a case right now where you're happy to with what you have, barring injury and illness, etc., or are you actively looking to bring somebody in?
You never stop looking. I've said this before. You're always actively looking to try and strengthen your squad and add to it. So you don't really stop. But at the moment, unless we release and we can get one or two out, which will enable us to use them funds to then bring somebody else in.
Of those players you might be looking to move on, have you had any interest from other clubs in those players?
Yeah, we've had plenty of interest, but it's where we want them to go. It's not just a case of just putting them out to get them. It's also where we want them to go and whether it's beneficial to the player and beneficial to us. We're not just going to put them anywhere because that's what, you know, seems to be done. We actually do place the players where we want them to go and whether it's going to be a benefit to us.
The charge that was brought by the FA following the incident last week against Brighton, can you tell us if you're going to contest that or not?
Contest it, yeah.
And all that follows after tomorrow at 4 then, does it? What's the process?
I don't know. I've got 3 days which we've put in, so away from the FA. I've asked for a personal hearing and I'll take it from there. Well, I knew I'd be charged. I just got to fight my corner now, that's it. If you get sent off, they don't normally not charge you. I think it's only happened once this season that I know of, which I find a bit strange, but basically I think it's wrong in what they've charged me with. So I will fight that at the end of the day. I said to you on the day, I thought the referee diffused it a little bit by doing what he did, which was probably the right decision, but that's only diffusing it on the day. It doesn't mean then they continue it. And that's what I'll be fighting and putting in and putting my case towards them when they call me, really.